I'm Jian Huang from Georgia Tech, advised by Professor Moin Kresh and Professor Carsten Xuan. So today I'm going to present our evolutionary study on Linux memory management over the past 5 years. So there's a long history of virtual memory, and the virtual memory was first invented in face of the memory scarcity in 1950s, and it was proposed with two basic functionalities. The first one is that it gives the programmer the impression the main memory can be expanded beyond the physical constraint. And the second is that multiple programmers can share the main memory. So as a core component of the operating system, the virtual memory has been developed for more than 60 years, and it has been widely used in many kinds of computation platforms, such as data center, desktop, laptop, and mobile devices, and even wearable devices. So the virtual memory system never stopped its development, and many features and functions have been added. For example, it supports huge page and the kernel space address randomization and a control group for containers. And it also actively supports new and emerging memory technologies such as the long-term memory, like the phase change memory and the back-to-back DRAM. So as more features and functions have been added, the system reliability is a bigger concern as we develop the virtual memory manager. So it's important to understand what, where, why, and how the memory manager is changed. So answering these questions and figure out the patterns will help us build a better memory manager. So in terms of the study on memory management, we have to mention one book with the title Understanding the Linux Virtual Memory Manager. And this book was published in 2007. It analyzed the source code of the Linux kernel version 2.4 and 2.6. And this is a milestone book. But after this book, the memory manager is keeping changing. And it's hard for us to find any specific such kind of studies specifically on the virtual memory system. And even though we can check the latest source code of the Linux kernel, it's still hard for us to figure out the development patterns of the memory manager. So our work takes an initial effort on the understanding of the recent development of the Linux memory manager from a different real point. And we study the committed patches from the oldest stable version 2.6 to the recent stable version 4.0. And our study is conducted with a focus on the development patterns, the memory bugs, memory optimizations, and the issues related to the memory semantics. So here is a preview of our findings. So in terms of the development patterns, we found that the code changes are highly concentrated to the key functions, and 80% of the code changes has committed to 25% of the source code. And we categorize the memory bugs into 5 types: memory error, checking, concurrency, logic, and programming errors. And in terms of the memory errors, we found that the line pointer and the page alignment are the most common bugs in memory manager. And because of the complicated page state, and we found lots of checking and logical bugs in memory manager. And we also identified 3 types of optimization patches on data structure, policy trade-off, and fast paths, respectively. And in terms of the memory semantics, we identify 35 key functionalities in 13 code files. And it's interesting to find that the major memory allocator still suffer from lots of bugs, for example, the checking and the local bugs. So before I discuss these findings in detail, let me briefly introduce the methodology used in our study. So to make our study easy, we break down the memory management into 8 components: the memory allocation, resource control, garbage collection, page cache, and write back, virtual memory management, swapping, exception handling, and other, like the data structures. And we only select the stable versions that is still supported by the open source community. So the selected versions range from the 2.6.32 until the recent stable version 4.0. So during the past 5 years, we covered 4,500 patches, valid patches. And for each patch, we study its descriptions, follow-up discussions, and related source code. And we manually label each patch with the bug ID, commit time, component types, courses. And we also build a tool called mChecker to understand how the modified functions in each patch correlated with the specific memory functionalities. And all this information are placed in our patch database, mPatch, for further studies. So let's first take a look at how is the memory manager changed. So as we can see, the source code is keeping increasing. Compared with the baseline 2.6.32, the source code of Linux 4.0 has increased by 16%. And this provides evidence that the Linux memory manager is keeping changing. And it's necessary for us to understand where and how the memory manager is changing. So to understand where the memory manager is changing, we generated a heat map based on the number of patches committed to each file in the 8 component. And the X axis represents the memory manager component, and the Y axis represents the Linux versions from the oldest stable version to the latest to the recent stable version. And each block in the heat map represents the number of committed patches committed to the specific file in each component. And the darker the color means the more number of the patches committed to the specific versions. So we show all the bug distributions among the 8 components. So it's interesting to find that the committed patches are highly concentrated around the key functions, and 80% of the code changes committed to 25% of the source code. And we identify 13 hot files from the 19 files of the Linux memory manager. So for example, in the memory resource controller, the M control file is attracting much attention recently because of the popularity of the containers. And we also identify that the huge memory and the corresponding TLB management are hot files in the virtual memory management component. So we also identify that most of the hot files are keeping updated from the oldest stable version to the recent stable version. So these 13 hot files actually represent the recent development forks in the open source community. And it also provides us the hint which files we should fork in our study. So now let's discuss why the memory manager is changed. So we categorize the possible reasons into four types: bugs, code maintenance, optimization, and new feature. So let's first take a look at the code maintenance and the new feature. And for these two components, they keep at a consistent level. But when we look at the bug and optimizations, it's more interesting. So the percentage of the bugs is keeping increasing, and the percentage of the optimizations is decreasing. So for the trend of the optimizations, perhaps it's understandable as the memory manager is becoming more adapted to the correct computation platforms like the multi-core system. But it's interesting to find that the well-developed memory manager is still suffering from increasing number of bugs. So let's take a look at how the bugs are distributed in the memory manager. So we categorize the bugs into five types: memory error, checking, concurrency, logic, and programming. And the y-axis represents the 8 memory manager component. So based on the heat map, we find that the memory allocation, garbage collection, and the virtual memory management suffer from most of the bugs. And it's perhaps because the memory allocation and the virtual memory management are the largest component in the memory manager. But this still provides evidence that the core components in Linux memory manager are still suffer from lots of bugs. Now let's take a look at how the popular bugs are distributed in the Linux memory manager. So in terms of the memory errors, we identify that the page alignment and the line pointers are the most common bugs in the Linux memory manager. And these bugs even happened in the major component, the page allocator slot. And in terms of the checking bugs, we find a lot of checking bugs are caused by the inappropriate checking, missing checking, and wrong checking. And perhaps model checking can help here to reduce such kind of bugs. And in terms of the concurrency bugs, we find lots of bugs are on the log contention and the missing logs, which means that more effort are required for the kernel developers to track the page state when they add the new functions in the memory manager. So we also look at the logical bugs, and most of the bugs happening in the folder handler, state updates, and the case by case. And in terms of the programming bugs, and most of the bugs happen because of the API changes and the data structure updates. So let me show you some examples about the memory bugs. The first one is the page alignment. So this bug will cause the device driver's Nmap fail. And this is because most of the device driver Nmap implementation is based on the assumption that the virtual memory address is always page aligned, but actually this is not true in the non-MMU component. So we should add the page align to fix this bug. And another bug is about the checking. So this bug happened in the core function in the memory manager, free boot M core. And this bug will cause the pages to be free running. And this is because they missed the boundary checking. So this happened even in the Numa node. For one node, free the pages, it's quite possible it will free the pages on another node without the boundary checking. So far we discussed the memory bugs. Now let's discuss the memory optimizations. So we identify there are four types of common data structures used in memory manager: radix tree, red black tree, bitmap, and NIST. So a major thread for this data structure optimizations is to decentralize them with per core, per node, per device approaches. And we also identify many of the optimization patches are committed for five policy design trade-offs. And we also identify eight types of fast paths are used to optimize the source code of the memory manager. And I will discuss them in detail next. So let's first take a look at the memory optimizations on policy trade-offs. And there are five types: latency versus throughput, lazy versus non-lazy, fairness versus performance, synchronous versus asynchronous, and local versus global. So in terms of the latency versus throughput, we found that 137 patches committed especially for reducing the latencies for memory operations. And this somehow represents the recent memory optimizations in the open source community, especially when the in-memory system is becoming popular and the latency matters for application service. So in terms of the lazy versus non-lazy, so the lazy policies tries to delay expensive operations, but it may change the execution order of functions. And here's one example. So in the RealMalloc, the lazy TLB flash and the lazy unmapping are quite often used to improve the performance if the system knows the page will not be accessed anymore. So the fairness versus performance happened most frequently in the memory allocation and the garbage collection. So in terms of the synchronous versus asynchronous, the asynchronous is quite popular. It's used quite often because they can improve the performance dramatically, but we should be careful to its fault handlers. For example, the early terminations of the asynchronous operations. And we also identify 1/3 of the optimization patches on the policy trade-offs are on the local versus global. So a major threat for this kind of optimizations is to decentralize the global structures for better scalability. For example, the dynamic per CPU allocator. Now let's take a look at the memory optimizations on fast paths. And we identify there are eight types of fast paths: code reduction, log list optimization, new functions, data caching, inline code shifting, group execution, and optimistic barrel. And I cannot go through every item in this talk, and please read the paper for details, and just go through some examples. So for the code reduction, it tries to simplify the slow path logic. For example, in the function mUnlock RealMA range, if we load the page, it will not be accessed anymore. So we can reduce the redundant, expensive get and put page to improve the performance. And for the log list optimizations, it tries to reduce the usage of log and atomic operations. For example, the log list memory allocator in Slab. So for the state caching, it tries to cache the state to avoid expensive operations. For example, in the page allocator, the number online node is expensive functions. And the system tries to pre-calculate the number of online nodes to improve the performance. And for the code shifting, it tries to move your infrequently executed code from the fast path to slow path. For example, the interrupt enable disable handlers are executed in slow path, but the fast path only executes them and the fallbacks. Okay, so far we have already discussed the development patterns in memory manager, the memory bugs, the memory optimizations. Now let's discuss the memory semantics. So in terms of memory semantics, we are trying to answer the questions how the modified functions in each patch is correlated with specific memory functionalities. So for example, in a memory resource controller, the memory control group is an important component. And most of the functions are implemented in the mcontrol.c file. And we categorize the functions into two types, charge and uncharge, and C group management. So in this specific component, we identify that the concurrency issues are the most bugs in this component. And this is because of the missing logs in charge and uncharge pages. Because there are lots of operations on the pages, like the truncation, reclamation, swap out, and migration. And another example is about the virtual memory management. So in the virtual memory management, the memory policy is an important component. And most of the functions for the memory policy is implemented in the mpolicy.c file. And we categorize the functions into two types, policy definition and policy enforcement. And we find that most bugs happen in the policy enforcement. And the result of the bugs is policy enforcement failures. And this is because of the missing checking on page state and statics. For example, whether a page is dirty and whether cache hit miss rate is correct. So with this information, it will be easier for us to build the tools to fix the problems in specific components in the memory manager. So let me summarize our work. So we take our initial effort on the understanding of the evolutionary study of the memory management, and our study focuses on the development patterns, the memory bugs, memory optimizations, and the issues related with the semantics. And we hope this information can help people build a better memory manager. And we are also, based on this information, we are also trying to fix some problems. For example, because of the complicated page state, and it causes lots of concurrency bugs, so we are trying to figure out a way to simplify the page state management. And also, we find that lots of fast pass patches committed to the kernel, but it introduced lots of errors. So we are trying to work on the fast pass verification. And also, we found lots of bugs in the checking. So perhaps the model checking is very useful for the memory manager. And we can find a lot of model checkings for file system device drivers, but it's hard to find any model checking specifically for the memory management. So thank you. I'm happy to take questions.
Okay, so I have a question for you. So did this result in actual bugs that you identified that had not previously been patched, or did you only, I mean, so you looked at all the changes.
Yes.
And so some of them were fixes to previously detected bugs. Were there other things where you looked at a change and said, this change introduced a bug and we need to tell them to fix it?
Both. And some bugs many patches is just committed to fix some existing bugs. And when they committed some new patches, like the fast pass patch, and they introduced some new bugs. And there are lots of patches committed to fix the bugs in the existing patches.
But I'm not asking if the other people committed patches. I'm asking if your work led you to identify new bugs that you fixed.
No, we don't fix. This
you
is
didn't
just
fix
a, yeah, we don't fix any
okay.
bugs. Yeah.
Were you able to look and identify and analyze, for example, you know, clusters of committers? If you could look and say there were a whole bunch of bugs that had a particular style, and by the way, that person, you know, submitted. Sorry, I didn't mean to point at you. You know, submitted a whole bunch of these changes that had these problems. You know, we should investigate other code patches that they've made, things like that.
We are not investigating who introduced these bugs into the kernel because our focus is to study the bug patterns in the memory management, right? So we are not trying to find the guys who.
Might be useful. You could make it more bulletproof. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Ted Cho, Google. One thing that might be interesting for you to do if you're going to be doing any further work here is to try to identify with each commit that fixes a bug when the bug was introduced, because that sometimes may have some interesting insights that might come out of that, and also how was the bug found? Right, and because in some cases there will be an acknowledgement that the bug was found through a static code checker or through a regression test suite or actually finding it live. You won't always be able to find that out, but there's an interesting question, which is you're seeing that there's an increasing number of bug fixes, and one of the questions that immediately leaps to mind is there's been an increasing amount of static code checking being done. So how much of the bugs are because the developers are introducing new bugs versus unearthing bugs because of automated test systems and code checkers. And that might be an interesting thing if there's some way you could actually tease that out. I think that would be interesting to know.
Okay, thank you.
Peter Desnoyers, Northeastern. One thing that occurred to me is there's obviously a lot more information that you've come up with and knowledge gained here than fits in one ATC paper, and I wonder if there's any way to, you know, find a way to commit this to, you know, to actually get this out and distributed without, you know, requiring you to spend, you know, a few months of your life writing it.
Okay. So I think we are also working on the cleaning the patches and release the database so that everybody can use it to improve the system.
Okay, thank you.